Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, and I pray that you do, open your Bibles with me to begin with the Matthew chapter 24. The Lord wants to speak to us today, and there's all kinds of transitioning and all kinds of changes that are taking place in our nation, are taking place in our world. Amen. And God wants us to be aware of what's going on because Jesus told us all these things were coming. Amen. So that we can keep our peace, that nothing steals our peace. Amen? So in Matthew 24, verse number 10, the Word of God says this. Boy, this happens a lot. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Boy, is that taking place in our nation? Remember that Jesus is speaking to the church. He's not speaking to the world. He's speaking to the church, and this is taking place in the body of Christ, not just in the world, but in the body of Christ. He says that many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. There's so much deception. And there's one thing to say, I think this or I feel this, but it's another thing to say, thus says the Lord. And when you say, thus says the Lord, you better make sure that the Lord is saying it. As ministers, as children of God, we can say, I can feel this, or I can sense this, or like this. But when I put God's name to it and it says, thus saith the Lord, it better be factual and it better be real, or I'm a false prophet. Are you listening? And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Hey, darling, how are you today? You're sparkling. Wait a minute. Let's go there a minute. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. Yeah, we're together. Hallelujah. Thank you. Here. Yeah. We want to do something. Can we shut the doors back there, just the two entrance doors? If you need to go out, you go out the side doors. So let's just leave that door open. We're gonna keep inside. Hallelujah. Praise God. Church. It's all good. Church. Guess what? When I was 15, I still acted like that in church. I was Wait a minute. Okay, Lord. Yeah, and now that I'm 65. But he said, because iniquity shall abound. Iniquity is sinning after you know better. In other words, should I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. So Jesus is saying, because iniquity abound, because you're sinning when you know better than that. There was one thing when I was in ignorance and I was in darkness, but now I'm in the light. I'm to walk as children of the light, of light. And he says, but he that shall endure until the end shall be, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached as a witness to all nations, and then the end shall come. Let me say something to everyone right now so everybody has an understanding about Greatest Freedom Ministries and a pastor. Let me say this to you. No matter what the government says, this church will not close. Because God says, not forsaking the assembly of themselves together, as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. We're not closing down church. Hallelujah. Amen. I obey man's law until he gets me to disobey God's law, and I have to stand before God. I might have to stand before man, but ultimately, I got to stand before God, and I'm a little bit more worried about God than I am man. Hallelujah. So Jesus gives us this warning in the last day. So for our text this morning, open your Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. That doesn't mean that we will not go through some things. Hello? Are you with me? Amen? But God says to you and I will never leave you nor forsake you. That we never go through anything alone. Amen. So he says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 12, he says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? And here's where I want to focus your attention on the next verse today for the message. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Hallelujah. The title of this morning's message is Winning the Battle. And we're going to look at the will, the withstanding, and the well-doing. Okay, are you with me? Can we lift our word so we can come in agreement here today? Can we lift our word together? Can we come in agreement? Can you repeat after me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Lord, touch his belly in Jesus' name. Praise God. Let me pray. Let me say something to you so you have understanding. As pastor of the sheep, I see everything and I look everywhere. I watch over and protect. A shepherd always watches over and protects the sheep because the wolf sneaks in and we protect the sheep. So if you see me wondering and looking and checking and here, I'm protecting the sheep. Amen? Amen? I'm looking out for the sheep. Amen? And I have to answer to God if I don't look out for the sheep. Amen? And I take him serious. Amen? So let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word and so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. Now, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's here today. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus, for calling each and every one of us for a time such as now. Father, I thank you for the anointing of God that's upon each and every one of us, that we're more than conquerors through Christ that gives us strength. So we pray today, Father God, that we be strengthened in your power and in your might. And when all is said and all is done and all is accomplished, you will receive all the glory and honor and praise because it's all about you. So have your way here today, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now the Apostle Peter says, Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God. Now, said, what are you saying then? When we're obedient to God's will, not everyone in the world's going to agree with you following the will of God. The devil doesn't like you when you're being obedient to God's word. Amen? But if we're looking at the will of God, the will first, Jesus gave us a model prayer, did he not? He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're praying his will is for the kingdom of God. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9, the Apostle Peter said this. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness, but he is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. I don't know about you. I have to fess up because I mess up. Amen. Is it just me? Am I the only one that messes up in the room? Does anybody else mess up in the room? Like all God's saying to you and I, he understands that we're human. He understands that we have weaknesses, but he asks us to fess up when we mess up. That's the will of God concerning you and I. And the psalmist says in Psalms 40, the psalmist said this, in verse number 8. He said, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within mine heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. I don't know about you, but I know as I'm following God's will, he's been really good to me. Has it been good to you? Have you given him praise and glory for what he's already done? Amen. And the God says to us, church, says, as we're, don't be looking for the next thing if you're not grateful for the last thing. Amen. God's good. We serve a good, good God. Amen. He tells us in Psalms 143, verse number 10. You know, the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy, he said, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus said, we shall know the truth, and it's the truth that makes us free. Be with me. Understand something with me, that error never freed anyone. Truth. And Jesus, and the psalmist says in Psalms 143:10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. He's a good, good father, and he's given us the good, good spirit. I don't know about you, but I couldn't do it without the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God for the Spirit of God that resides in you and I. And greater is he that is in us than he that's in this world. So no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're looking at, the one that is in us is greater. And the problem we have as human beings, as we try to look to the world for our answers, when God has the right answers for us. Amen? And sometimes we go to the world first, and then we say, well, why didn't I ask him? The Bible says the steps of a good man has been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. In other words, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things are added unto us. So the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, are you with me, church? Verse number 6, he says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as unto the Lord and not to men. Ephesians 6:6, the psalmist says, I hid your word in my heart that I would not sin against you, Lord. So we're looking at the will of God. The will of God is to follow and do what he says. Solomon, one of the wisest men ever, in Proverbs 4:18, he says, the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. Amen. No matter how dark and how dismal the world around us gets, God's light still shines. God's direction and guidance is still there. God says that he'll watch over, keep it. I don't know about you, but this lifetime is nothing compared to eternity. Yeah. Amen? Amen? So I'm more concerned about pleasing the Father. We sing those songs, he's a good, good Father. That's who he is. And I'm loved by him. That's who I am. And when you're getting beat up or something, the adversary is trying to attack you in this world, and you say, God, why has this happened to me? He says, because sometimes you suffer for righteousness' sake, but I said to you that I would never leave you nor forsake you, that I would be as close as the call of my name, and my peace is made perfect. Amen. And you. So when we're looking at him, God says that he isn't promising us that we're not going to face some things, but especially in the days that we're in the last days. Amen. We're going to face some things for the kingdom of God. But God says, when you stay in my will, I'll give you power to withstand the enemy. He told us also in John 17, Jesus gives us a model prayer that he prays for you and I. Well, you see, what do you mean he prays for you and I? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm a disciple. Do you have any disciples here? Is anybody a disciple of Christ in here? Jesus here is praying for his disciples, okay? And John 17, verse number 10. And Jesus is praying to the Father, and he says, in all mine or thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. The same Spirit that connects the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is the same Spirit that connects you and I together. Now, God wants us to be united. United we stand, divided we fall. Why do you think the adversary is trying to bring disunity in the body so much? Why do you think he's always trying to bring discord and separation? He's a liar and the father of all lies. Amen. And we're connected by Christ. We're not connected because we have the same personalities. We're not connected because we have the same backgrounds. We're connected because we have the same Spirit. And if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken or make alive your mortal body. In other words, I got to allow the Spirit to keep me connected because my flesh sometimes wants to disconnect. Anybody ever been in a place where you just wanted to disconnect? How many of you have been in the place where you just wanted to quit? Come on, be real. Amen. Sometimes you may say, well, I'm just going to throw in the towel. It's not worth it. And then the Father comes in, his love wraps around you, and you start weeping and crying and say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I said. I didn't really mean that with my heart. I said it with my mouth and my mind, but it wasn't with my heart because my heart's in love with you, and you're in love with me, and I'm in love with them. Hallelujah. Because the same Spirit's in me that's in them, and our Spirit is connecting us together. Amen. So that's the only way that we can withstand adversity. God doesn't say that we're not going to go through the storms. God doesn't say that we're not going to go through the tests. God doesn't say that we're not going to go through the battles. But God says, the battle belongs to me, says the Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. So we got to let the Lord fight that battle for us. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul writing to his student, we're all students, verse number 12, The Word of God says this. What are we doing? We're withstanding diversity. Okay? For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in you. Amen. In other words, I got to recognize the one that's in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Doesn't say that world isn't going to attack me. Doesn't say that one in the world is going to attack me. But I got to recognize the one that's in me, amen, is greater than he is. Amen. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise, I shall condemn. That's the heritage of the Lord. I'm not condemning the person. I'm condemning the words that were spoken. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. I ain't going to eat condemning words. I'm not going to eat those words. I'm going to bind those words. I'm not going to take them and receive them if they do not align with God's word. Amen. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be spoken at me. Amen. I remember as little children, we used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That was the biggest lie of the adversary. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but they'll mend and heal. Names, they cut deep. Amen? And God is saying to you and I that he's given us power with the Spirit of God to withstand the adversary. Are you with me? And Jude, verse number 24, the Word of God says this. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. So he tells you and I to withstand in Ephesians chapter 6. What are we withstanding? We're standing against the works of darkness. Amen? The truth of the matter is, be honest with you, when you get up in the morning, just as you take your shower and brush your teeth, hopefully you do those things, but you need to put on your armor before you go out. You need to be ready for whatever the adversary is going to bring against you. If I'm going to say no weapon that formed against me shall prosper, I have to be dressed to fight the battle. So we're talking about the withstanding. He says in Ephesians 6, verse number 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. In other words, we're not fighting against one another. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And if you put a face on the battle, you lose the war every time. You listen to me? Amen. God says this is a spiritual battle, not a natural battle. Amen. And he's given us equipment. He said, when we follow his will, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we follow his will, he gives us the strength to withstand the adversary. And you know what blows the enemy up? When somebody brings evil against you and you give them well-doing in return. Hello? Hello? You know, and so we're looking at well-doing. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 6, verse number 9, he says, and let us not grow weary and well-doing. For in due season we'll reap if we faint not. And as you have opportunity, do good, especially to them of the house of faith. Amen. In other words, we're being equipped in here to fight a battle out there. The battle isn't in here. The adversary wants us to fight in here so we can't be effective out there. But when we recognize that God's called us together and the battle's not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, that we're going to blow the adversary away by well-doing. You know what? He tells us to be do-gooders. You know, as we're do-gooders, he wants us to do better at doing gooder. They'll probably send me back to school for my English lesson. But that's okay, right? Amen. Jesus gave us instructions in Matthew chapter 5. James kind of spoke to us about this last week. James Carr did an awesome job. Jesus reminds you and I in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Man, like I said, we had to look for opportunities to do good and to look at better ways to do better at doing good. You know, we have this time. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. As a blessed person, I look for opportunities to be a blessing. Amen. I'm thankful for God's blessing. I thank God for all that he's done. I thank him for his love, his mercy, his grace, but I don't take it for granted, okay? I didn't merit anything that he gave me, but he said in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace we are saved by faith. That not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Why did I go there? Because our works isn't what saves us. Faith is what saves us. Our works is an outward expression of what took place on the inside. Amen. So we're going to continue to be a blessing to others. The Apostle Paul would say to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, a little reminder. I'm going to make a couple things. Today is the last day for requests. Today's the 15th for Thanksgiving meals. If you know somebody or a family that needs a Thanksgiving meal, we need to know about them today so we can put together a package for them to come and pick up next Sunday on the 22nd. Amen. In this season we're in, there was another announcement that was made, that Jackie made. Kingsway Ministry gives Christmas gifts to children whose parents are incarcerated. And our noisy offering on the last Sunday of this month, we're going to take all the money, the noisy offering, and we're sowing it towards children and gifts through Kingsway's ministry. So bring in your gift, amen. God was speaking about we need to bless the community. We need to bless outside. We need to reach others. It isn't just about us four and no more. It's about the kingdom of God and what he's doing in this last day. And there's a lot of darkness and turmoil that's taking place in the world, and we have the answers to everything. His name is Jesus. I don't know. It seems like a simple answer to me. You know, have you ever, when you were in school, you had this difficult equation and you couldn't find the answer to the equation? And sometimes through man, they give us all these equations and we don't. There's a simple answer. He's the answer for every situation, for every circumstance, for every problem, and he's the answer. I don't know about you, but I learned to call his name a lot. And I don't believe. never heard him tell I'm too busy for it. He's never too busy. Reach out, touch the Lord, and he goes by. The bride is not too near, he can feel your heart cry. He's passing by this moment, will be too surprised. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. But the Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 17, he says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. What are we to do? That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. So with this in mind, we're talking about we're following the will of God. He's given us the power to withstand the adversary, and we beat up the adversary by doing well. Amen. So we do good. We don't render evil for evil. Amen. I love where the Apostle Paul, God reminds us, he says, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that he also reaps. Now, if somebody's trying to sow evil towards me, and I'm sowing evil back, even though my intentions weren't to sow that back, I'm sowing a seed. So if I'm sowing a seed, God says, if you sow a seed, expect a harvest. Amen? So he's telling us God is not mocked. In other words, he's telling us to be careful. I think his song was another song. Be careful, little children. Be careful, little children, what you speak. There's a Father up above. He's looking down to you in love. Be careful, little children. You say little children. We are the children of God. And in God's eyes, we're always children. Amen. So he tells us in Hebrews, I'll get ready to close this. I think I've lost you somewhere along the way. Did I lose anybody here? Don't let me think I lost you. I'll have to do something to get you back. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Amen. Amen. Hey, when we get a hold of this, one of the things that God wants us to remember and recognize is the adversary can't steal your joy. Because your joy doesn't come from things of this world. The joy comes from the Lord. I don't know about you, but I got the joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I'm so happy. My singer's up there. Oh, yeah. Well, that sounded like an angel singing from above. But the Lord wanted me to remind you of this in closing. I guess one of the things the Lord is saying to us is there's demands that are going to come in this nation. And one of the things the adversary wants to do in these last days is separate the church and close the church. Okay, I'm just telling you, that's what's coming. And God says that we're to stand strong. We're to fight this good fight of faith. We're to lay hold of eternal life. We're called to profess a good testimony before many witnesses. But he says to us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. I don't know about you, but when he says, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path, that God has a plan in our lives. His plan is for us to follow his will. When we follow his will, we're able to withstand the adversary. When we're able to withstand the adversary, all of a sudden there's well-doing that's produced in our heart and life. And then we become a witness to others. 1 Timothy chapter 6, in closing again, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul saying to his student Timothy, he said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So what is the Lord saying to us in closing today? Simply this, he says, if you suffer the will of God, that God will give us the power to withstand the adversary, that for we're to continue in well-doing, and as we're continuing in well-doing and doing good to others, it becomes a witness to the world. The world right now is looking for the answer. We have the answer. His name is Jesus. And God wants you to understand today that he has called and anointed and appointed each and every one of us for a time such as now. Amen. I don't know about you, but I count it an honor that God called us. Amen. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. And God chose you and ordained you for such a time as now. And now is the time for the church to gather and to increase, not to scatter. Amen. I don't know about you, but God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I'm not ignoring what's taking place in the world, but what I'm acknowledging is God is greater than it all. Hello? And as we're trusting him, that he'll watch over, he'll protect us, he'll keep our peace. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. And God raises a standard, and the standard was raised by the cross of Calvary on our behalf. And when Jesus said it was finished, it was done, it was complete. So there's nothing that we have to do but believe that he's finished and completed it. And if we get it in our heart, it's already been done, we can see it be manifested before us. Because you know what? This mind is a mind that has to see something before it believes it. But God says to you and I, faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So can we all just stand? I believe everybody in the house knows Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we just lift our hands? We're going to say a corporate prayer together. And then afterwards, I'll pray for anyone that needs prayer. I'll wait here. You can just meet me, and I'll be happy to individually pray for each and every one of you. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you for every man and woman and child that's in this room today, Father God. I thank you for your plans for them are for good and not for evil. Plans to give them hope and plans to give them an expected end. Father, right now I bind every weapon the enemy is trying to form against their well-being. Father, I speak peace in the hearts and minds today. May they recognize, Father God, they're more than conquerors through Christ who gives them strength. That your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we glorify you in our infirmities, that your power may rest upon us. So, Father, right now, I pray that you meet everyone right where they're at, Father God. For those that are weak in body, Father God, I speak forth strength in Jesus' name. For those that are facing storms or battles, Father God, I speak the peace of God upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for those that have needs, my God shall supply for their need according to your riches and glory. And Christ Jesus, Father God, you shall supply for all their needs. I pray, Father God, that you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, Father God. I pray for a hedge of protection upon families right now. The COVID will not touch anybody in the room. It will not touch their families. It will not touch their children in Jesus' name. I speak a hedge of protection over them in the name of Jesus. Father, you tell us in the word for that we're to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. May we recognize in the season and the time that we're in that we need the wisdom from heaven. Father, we need your wisdom. Your word declares, and Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of our getting, get understanding. Father God, give us understanding of the times that we're in and the wisdom how to walk in and through it. The wisdom how to minister to others, Father God. And Lord, we'll never cease to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.